And let's take a look now at where we are in the economy. It enjoyed a surge in growth of 4.2% in the second quarter of last year. Can you say tax cuts? So the question was, would that growth continue in the first quarter of 2019? And here to answer that question is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome.
Thank you.
And you seem to, in past conversations, suspect the answer to this question. What is it?
Yes. And the answer is that 4.2% print that we had in the second quarter of last year was the high water mark for growth. We saw a slip in the third quarter. And then just last week, the government released the fourth quarter number, even lower. So look at all of 2018. We got 2.9% annualized growth. And again, that's a good number. It's the best since 2015. It is the high end of the range for the whole recovery, but it is not the promised 3% plus that the tax cuts were supposed to deliver. And now in the first quarter of this year, things are kind of slumping, and part of that is the government shutdown, but it's also that the impact of those tax cuts, it's starting to wane. And so when we look forward from not just this first quarter, we'll probably be at 1%. We're looking for the whole year, maybe around 2.5% growth for 2019.
But as you remind us, there can be some good news here because too much growth is sometimes a problem, and so this can have a good side.
Yes, this is what I call the bizarro land of investing and economics coming together, right? Because last year we had strong growth and the stock market fell over the course of the year. This year we're having slower growth and the stock market is up in the first couple of months of the year. So what gives? Well, remember, the stock market is a forward-looking indicator, meaning that last year a lot of investors started to get freaked out that the Federal Reserve was going to raise interest rates kind of as far as the eye could see.
Because the economy was heating up too much and they were worried about inflation?
That's exactly right. So that was the big concern last year. Now, this year, growth is moderating. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before Congress last week, kind of said, like, we're sitting on our hands right now. And so that's very good news for investors. Add to that that it looks like the U.S.-China trade negotiations are going to lead to something. And now we have a more moderate growth rate, but investors are feeling more comfortable because they say, okay, if interest rates stay at these levels, we can live with that. Companies can make money.
And what about jobs? The Labor Department will, of course, release the jobs report for the month of February on Friday. What's the sense there?
Well, you know, January was a huge number. We got 304,000 new jobs in January. So we'll see whether the revision holds that. But here in February, what it looks like is we'll get more around the 190,000, maybe 200,000 jobs for the month. The unemployment rate, which moved around last month because of those furloughed government workers, that should drop back to where it was, 3.8, 3.9%. And maybe the most important component to anyone listening who has a job, wages are expected to rise by 3.2% from a year ago. That's really good news because with inflation pretty low, 3.2% can put some extra money in your bottom line.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money, and author of The Dumb Things Smart People Do with Their Money. We've got an interview with her on that book at herenow.org. Check that out as well. Jill, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.